little running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure.
This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
You know what? Being wild seems to take on a different meaning as we get older, doesn't it, Tammy?
It sure does. Like maybe going downstairs to watch a movie.
It's getting pretty wild.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be rated R.
Right. There you go. Woo.
Now, I tell you what, our son Nathan, he was born to be wild, wasn't he?
Yeah, just a little. All the stories you've shared with me about him. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. He started at a young age being wild.
Right.
And I don't think he's even intentionally wild. He's just, that kid just has a lot of energy.
He does.
A lot of spirit.
Yeah, he does. We'll call it that.
But yeah, it seemed like 2 days in a row, we had the notes from teachers coming to us.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
He had a little rough week.
He did
birthday
a rough
week.
Yeah, four infraction. Well, one infraction, but it was four warnings from teacher one day. Then it says, then the next day, it says the art teacher putting the sharp, jaggedy metal on his head after they warned him about it. And then,
I guess I missed that one.
Yeah, and then a little aftercare incident.
Oh, yeah. Wild and crazy man.
He is born to be wild.
Yeah, he is.
Well, welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 17 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419, and an experienced real estate investor.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Couldn't get that out.
Spit that one out.
Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
And don't forget to visit our Facebook page, too. Look up Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. Hit that like button and you'll be able to get updates on all this updated market data that's coming at you.
Right.
So you hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So joined by my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman, my co-host.
Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
So we have a great show today. I'm so excited. We have Dan Grosvenor from Five Star Auto Plaza is going to join us in a little bit, and we're going to talk about bankruptcies, and when people have had a bankruptcy, how long does it take to qualify to buy a car?
Mm-hmm.
We also have Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm, our favorite personal injury attorney. Mm-hmm. He's going to let us know with motorcycles and then also with ATVs, what are the things we need to watch out for to protect ourselves, for one, and then also if you happen to get injured, what do you do about it?
Right, right. It'll be a good show.
So, Tammy, people ask, as we talk about real estate investing, and it's not something we just talk about because we're doing it. You and I are rehabbing a property right now.
Yes. Yes, we are.
A little weekend warrior project.
Yeah. Talk about a wild weekend. But yeah, that's what we do. We're dedicating one day a weekend to get this project up and going so that we can put it on the market.
Well, I think that's worthy of some conversation right there. One day per weekend. And when we look at life balance, it's already tough to devote one day per week to it, but and if we can, we want to go on Saturday so that we have Sunday to rest.
Right.
Before we go back into the week, a couple of weeks ago we went on Sunday.
Oy.
Oh, man, we were exhausted going into Monday.
I was tired till Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. And this property, it's in Sullivan, little house, one that you've owned for a long time before we were married.
Yeah.
And renters left and not
lots
in great
of
shape.
Crap.
Oh, yeah. I think we need to post some pictures on that on the website at some point.
I should have took pictures of all the trash. That would have been amazing.
Well, yeah. Okay. So that's an interesting point. So we have five kids that live with us, and we have three that are grown now that are out of the house.
One of my sons is helping us work on the house. My oldest son, or middle son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your son Dylan.
Yeah.
22 years old. He's helping us rehab it.
Yep.
He's doing a fantastic job.
He's
lots
great.
Lots of good drywall work. Mm-hmm. But then we brought the five younger ones too a couple weeks ago and put them to work cleaning out the garage. And man, that was a project.
They loved that though.
They did.
They found all kinds of little treasures, of course, to them. To us, it's junk. Throw it away.
Don't bring that stuff home.
Right.
The massive pile of trash that came out of there.
Yeah. And Ashley sitting by, just right in front of the house going, free stuff, free stuff. That was hilarious.
Well, when we came back the next week, that pile was...
It was gone. Yeah, it was almost gone. There was a couple things. Yeah.
What was our trash were other people's treasures.
Yeah, hey, giving back to the community.
Yes, we are in big piles out by the curb.
Exactly.
Just like an eviction.
There you go. So let's talk about getting back to work, right? Over the past several years, we've heard about lending guidelines getting tougher and tougher for people to qualify. Is that still true?
Well, okay, so is it still true? I'd say that no, it leveled out, and then now it's going back the opposite direction to a certain degree.
So it's loosening up a little
bit. It's loosening up some. Okay, so one program I think that's worthy to talk about in detail is the FHA Back to Work program.
Right.
Okay, so this came out several months ago, and here's what it's designed for is they understand that there are a lot of people that have had a bankruptcy, they've had a foreclosure, they've had a short sale. Typically, on an FHA loan, as an example, it's 3 years after foreclosure or short sale before you can qualify to buy a new home.
Okay.
Okay, after bankruptcy, it's 2 years typically. Okay, but if there was a foreclosure as part of a bankruptcy, then it would use the 3 year mark. They've come out with something they call the Back to Work program. And what the Back to Work program is it basically is an extenuating circumstance. So somebody who had an economic event hit their family where they lost their job or had a decrease in income for at least a 6 month period of time.
Okay.
So a decrease in income of at least 20% for a 6 month period of time. If that's what happened to them and they had a short sale or they had a foreclosure, they had a bankruptcy, now they can qualify only 1 year after that economic event hit their family. That's a big deal.
That is. That kind of gives people a little more hope that they can get back on their feet.
It is. And there's, of course, a lot of fine print in government fashion.
Sure.
HUD put out a 15-page mortgagee letter with them.
So light reading.
Yeah, there's a lot of light reading. But we know this program so well. I mean, I know that 15-page mortgagee letter backwards and forwards.
Sure.
We've closed more of these back-to-work program loans in St. Louis than any other lender.
And so now, once I've determined my economic event, what happens after that?
Okay, so that is one of the first things we look at is, do they have an economic event that qualifies? Did they lose their job? Did they have a decrease in income? So as an example, somebody that we just closed a loan for recently, they lost their job for 3 months. And this was somebody who was a high-income earner, $180,000 a year. They lost their job for 3 months. They had to take a lesser paying job at $120,000. So they go from $180,000 to $120,000, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but they were stuck in a big house and going 3 months with no work, take a lesser paying job for 3 months and 3 days. Okay, so we have a job loss for 3 months, and now we have lesser pay for 3 months and 3 days, which met our 6 month watermark that was required. So we had 6 months and 3 days, met the requirement. So that economic event did apply to them.
Okay.
And there is documentation we have to come up with to prove that it was a job loss and they didn't just quit. So we have to show that there's some sort of, you know, we basically have to show that it, you know, it wasn't just them quitting their job or something like that.
Okay. So now that we've figured out it is an economic event, what does happen?
Right. So we have to make sure that they have some reestablished credit.
Okay.
If they do still have a mortgage, they can't have any mortgage payments in the last 12 months. But basically after 12 months, then they can qualify to be able to buy. Okay. So one of the things they have to do is they have to get this housing counseling is a requirement of this. Okay. Do you know anything about that? Or have you heard about it?
I've heard about it, and I know it's really confusing. I've heard a couple of things, taking the wrong course and not having the right one set up. But I know of one thing you went through with a client and were able to get them on track with the right program.
Right. So, yeah, if somebody takes the wrong housing counseling course, here's the trick bag that they can get in is you have to take the housing counseling course within 6 months of when you buy a home. But after you complete the housing counseling course, you can't apply for a loan for 30 days. Okay, so basically as the year is coming up, people need to take the housing counseling course before they're ready to buy, because once they sign a contract and they need to apply for their loan right away, if they're completing their housing counseling, now they have to wait 30 more days to even apply for their loan.
Wow, and I don't think my friend knew about that either.
So one of the things we're doing is I'm actually helping several people that, Like, I just had a call last week from somebody who listens to the show, and they haven't even done their short sale yet. They just put their house up as a short sale. And what we're doing with them is we're actually counseling them through that to make sure that they do the short sale correctly, document it, and we know that they're going to qualify for this program so that 1 year from now, they'll be able to get back into home ownership.
That sounds like a deal.
Yeah, well, it does sound like a deal. So if you're in that situation, okay, visit our website and download. We'll have some information on there that you can download. Look for the FHA Back to Work program. Just visit DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. Or you can even shoot me a text message. Okay, shoot me a text message or call me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. If you've had a short sale, if you've had a bankruptcy, if you've had a foreclosure in your past and you want to make sure you're on the right track, or if you're even in the middle of it still and you want to make sure you get set up for success in the future, reach out to me, contact me, and I'll get you on the right track right away. So speaking of bankruptcy, coming up, we have Dan Grobner from Five Star Auto Plaza that's going to join us to let us know that if you've had a bankruptcy or you're getting ready to file one, how does it affect your ability to be able to buy a car? That and more coming up. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.